Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Florida is the Sunshine State, but it's also blessed with more than 600 freshwater springs. You can swim in some, including Wakulla Springs. Andrew Skerritt recalls his first dip.
Every cell in my body seems to protest as I step gingerly into Wakulla Springs. The average water temperature is about 68 degrees, but on a steamy, hot Florida afternoon, it feels near freezing. But I've come 20 miles from home in Tallahassee. It's too late to turn back. It's time to be baptized into one of the deepest and largest freshwater springs in the world. I've lived in Florida longer than anywhere else in this country, but it takes a visit from my sister-in-law to lure me into this glorious water. My 10-year-old daughter accompanies me in. Before long, she's running and jumping feet first into the green lagoon. The water is clear as crystal on the surface, but murky at the bottom. Since the 90s, the invasive hydrilla plants have threatened to choke and muddy this piece of paradise. A trip to Wakulla Springs makes for the kind of idyllic summer day that Southern novelists make us yearn for. Those languid days of swinging from ropes into clear, clean water. When the sun's rays dance over the surface, when time slows and the only things that seem to matter are the collision of flesh against water and the laughter of blackbirds in the distance. The springs sit in the heart of Wakulla Springs State Park, long considered to be the gem of the Florida State Park system. But this natural resource is more barometer than ornament. Every day, 260 million gallons of water emerge from subterranean caverns, enough to satisfy a city of 2.5 million people. The health of the spring reflects the quality of our drinking water. The full majesty of the park hits home as I stand on the observation and diving platform overlooking the springhead. I pretend to enjoy the view while I ponder testing my mettle. At 50, have I finally mustered the courage to leap from a 20-foot diving platform? As if to lend words to my thoughts, a father and son standing nearby banter about jumping in. The boy is fearless, while the older man hesitates. He hasn't tried a cannonball from this platform in 20 years. He's unsure if he remembers how. This used to be the father's spring. Now summers belong to his son. That brief exchange illustrates what the spring, this iconic body of Florida water, symbolizes. It's a community resource passed down from one generation to the next. It's part of our environmental legacy, a gift. And each dive, each cannonball, each collision of body against water serves like a handshake, sealing a contract, honoring our commitment to conserve, preserve, and protect it. For Living in Earth and Planet Harmony, this is Andrew Skerritt.
Andrew Skerritt teaches journalism at Florida A&M University in Tallahassee. His book, Ashamed to Die, Silence, Denial, and the AIDS Epidemic in the South, will be published this fall. Professor Skerritt also contributes to our sister program, Planet Harmony, which pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com.